What's up, everyone, and welcome to Get Good. I'm Lindsay, or if you're finding me from Twitch, I'm Dr. Hops. Today, we'll be talking about where you game and why it matters for your health. We've seen it all on Twitch, haven't we? People gaming in their beds, on couches in living rooms, bedrooms, specific rooms dedicated to gaming, outdoors, basements, bathrooms, you name it. We've seen people sitting on bar stools, folding chairs, really expensive gaming chairs, recliners, couches, floors, basically anything you can sit on. But what does your gaming location have to do with anything? Let's talk about it. If you're ready, let's hop to it. Summarizing last episode, which was forever ago, I know, but, you know, sometimes IRL stuff happens. We talked about the health considerations around the longer streams, like the 12, 24, and even 48-hour streams. The majority of the feedback I got about the episode was people telling me that they really had no idea that longer streams had mental and physical considerations outside trying to battle sleep. Or drunkenness, depending on who you're talking to. That's kind of a commonality with all of these episodes, actually. Most people I talk to are completely unaware that the things we do while gaming have considerations outside our games. It's really cool to hear people say that they've learned even one small thing from what we've been talking about. So I want to take this opportunity to say thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for caring, and thanks for learning with me. So, on to today's PogTent. As I mentioned before, where you game definitely matters for your health. On a surface level, it kind of makes sense, right? If you sit somewhere crappy, you're going to feel crappy. But there's a little more to it than just that. This is an example of physical and mental health. So let's start out with the more obvious considerations here. We spent a whole episode a while back talking about the impact that ergonomics and body mechanics while sitting at your gaming setup has on your physical health. If you want more details, go ahead and re-listen to that episode, but we're going to piggyback off of that today. The TLDR of that is ensuring the best alignment possible is so important while you're gaming. Which is technically an endurance activity because you're doing something in one position for a prolonged period. So if we think about it, most professional full-time streamers have pretty great chairs and great desks that are specific for gaming. Everything is within reach. Everything is just exactly where they want it to be. And they can go for hours. They've got great arm-shoulder alignment, back positioning, hip positioning, the whole nine yards. Therefore, they can usually do their 8 to 10 hour streams per day without many aches or pains because their bodies aren't necessarily strained by their activity. I can't exactly speak to their exercise and diet regimens outside of what we can see on stream, but from what I can see, I've noticed these commonalities. For the rest of us that can't necessarily devote our whole lives to gaming as much as we'd want to, we kind of have a weird melting pot of stuff most of the time. Sometimes we've got great gaming chairs, but then our desk setup sucks, or vice versa. Or all of it sucks, and you're hunched over in weird ways for one reason or another. So what does that do for overall physical health? I mean, it's kind of obvious, right? If you're sitting slouched over in a couch without good back support, bad hip knee alignment, and pushing your neck far too forward to see your screen, you end up looking like a weird adult version of the fetal position. That looks painful. And is, to be honest. Some of you might argue, hey, this is degen position. This is how I do my best gaming. Yeah, try telling that to your muscles. They're not going to listen to you. So if you think about being in that position, for the average time people with jobs outside gaming can sit in their setups, that's a long time to be poorly positioned, which can lead to having pain because the body isn't meant to be in the extreme ranges of motion for long times. It can also lead to having weakness in places in the body that you don't want, like your glutes, your core, shoulders, because they aren't in a place that the muscle fibers can be in an optimal position to work efficiently and effectively. They'll get tired quicker, which means you won't be able to do what you want to do as long. Breathing can also be impacted because you're squishing the space your lungs need to expand appropriately. Also, as I mentioned before in previous episodes, getting up to take breaks is almost as important as your posture. So having a space or environment where you can get up and take a bit of a walk every 45 minutes or even just get up off your butt is really important for blood flow, muscle strength, and skin integrity. Shriveled up skin because you've been sitting on it too long. Not good. And we also don't want your butt falling asleep every time you game because you're sitting too long and in too icky of a position. So overall, gaming in a location that you can have semi-normal sitting posture and easy access to standing or walking breaks is best. It's what your body needs. Not what your gaming account needs, but what your body needs. If you don't give your body what it needs, like I said, you could develop pain, especially when you're trying to sleep, because you're basically going from a slouched position to a laying down position where everything gets stretched out. There's no middle ground. After a while of those two positions being the main ones you do in a day, it's going to get old. So in order to maintain your body's longevity from a physical standpoint, we need to keep it healthy while you're sitting. An IRL connection here is with the pandemic. When the world stopped in 2020 and everyone stayed inside to quarantine, we all had to improvise. Kitchens and living rooms became offices. Basements and bedrooms became home gyms. And anywhere possible became gaming areas. There was no way possible for everyone to make their home environments the same as their work environments in terms of ergonomics, lighting, all of that. Everyone's physical health suffered, and I saw a lot of newer and less common conditions coming to see me as a physical therapist because of it. Occupational therapists are now seeing children experiencing the effects of lack of social interaction and healthy play on their physical and mental growth. These are kids we're talking about here, not being able to grow because their environment was confined to their home. The home can't be everything for a growing human or an adult human. It's just not possible. All walks of healthcare are now seeing the impact on the elderly population from not being allowed to take walks or even participate in group exercise. We all felt it, and we're all still feeling it. One of the only good things to come from all of that is that there are a larger variety of tools that can be used for computer and home setups now, which is fantastic for us gamers. It's about time we took advantage of it, if you haven't already. Now, let's talk about some of the lesser known considerations about your gaming environment. We see a lot of setups and streams where people's beds are literally in their backgrounds, or they're in their kitchen. The thing about those types of environments is that they act as dual environments. So the kitchen is no longer just the environment for eating and or cooking, but it doubles as a gaming area. This is a little less bad compared to having your gaming environment in a bedroom, which I feel is ultimately the most detrimental. And how many of us just bring dinner over to the computer table? Yep, we just added another thing to confuse our brains. Which space is this? Eating? Gaming? Sleeping? The brain doesn't like the answer of all of the above. When you have your gaming setup in the same place that you sleep or eat, or both, your brain can't differentiate between the areas. This impacts your brain's ability to register the transition from awake to sleep, and therefore impacts your quality of sleep. When your brain can't wind down and secrete the appropriate hormones that your body needs to trigger the process involved with rest and sleep, it reduces the quality of sleep and can actually make you take longer to fall asleep in some instances. It's recommended to keep your gaming and sleeping environments physically separate in order to preserve healthy sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene means the process of falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking up rested. If your home doesn't allow for that because of space or other factors, physically creating a barrier so that you can't see your sleeping area when you're at your working or gaming area can be a good alternative. The brain is really smart, but it's also really stupid. You have to show it that you are differentiating between work, play, and rest. It won't do it on its own. Since we already made the IRL connection once, we can do it again here. The pandemic really screwed all of us up when it comes to differentiating between spaces. Workout spaces were the same as eating spaces, were the same as work from home spaces, and some of them still are. When the brain isn't allowed to develop a routine and differentiate between environments, lots of things can get messed up. A lot of you probably felt this, or you might still be feeling this, like feeling hungry at weird times, sleepy at weird times. We weren't able to see the sun at the appropriate times in order to trigger serotonin and melatonin, which are the sleep-discerning hormones. And let's not forget about the lack of social interaction on the human brain, like I mentioned just a little earlier. In our last episode, talking about longer streams, where people spend an extended time alone in a room, conversing with people via Twitch chat, it's hard to assign tone and dialect to those conversations, and they can be very taxing on the streamer. That's part of the reason why I don't go longer than 4 hours unless there are extenuating circumstances. The same goes for work from home environments when the only interaction people have are with family and work emails. We slowly lose the ability to have in-person emotional interactions with people when the only interactions we have are with ourselves and our computers, regardless of who's on the other side. The elderly felt that the most during the pandemic because they were unable to even see caregivers or family members because of safety reasons. So having that differentiation between spaces and lack of social interaction really took a toll on all of us IRL. But it also takes a toll on us where we game. We have different parts of our lives outside of gaming, so we really need to make sure that only a few things mesh together, not all of them, especially not our sleeping space and gaming space. Like I said before, finding physical barriers between your environments is important. Taking your routine seriously is also important. I talk all the time about having a bedtime routine that allows your body and brain to wind down so you can get the best quality rest. That can look like taking a shower, meditating, brushing your teeth, anything that you can do consistently right before bed that signals your body it's time for rest. And no, it's just not powering down your PC or your Xbox. Also, like we talked about before, taking breaks is important. So getting up and moving around to give your body something else to think about is essential. Like every 45 minutes is fine. I can't say it enough. And of course, if there's a way to be in a literally different space than where you're gaming compared to where you're sleeping or eating, that's the best. And if that can't happen, finding a way to divide your room so you can semi-differentiate is better than nothing. The name of the game here is to have good body mechanics to keep your body's longevity at its max, and to keep your brain's longevity at its max by developing good routines, sleep schedules, and healthy interactions as you're able to. So, how does your gaming environment fare with everything that we talked about? If you have a question about something we talked about in this episode, or just want to share how your setup looks, find me in chat on Twitch or send me a DM on Twitch or Twitter, and it'll get answered in my next episode. You can also take a look at my signature program, Level Up My Setup, to keep your battle station healthy so you can game longer.